It's day 268 of hashtag 365. Let's do this.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind. And together, we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
So for the first time, I'm sure she won't mind me talking about this, but for the first time since the start of this journey, last night all kicked off between me and my wife. Not that badly. We don't ever argue. There was not even a raised voice, but kicking off where we're concerned is sort of saying stern words to each other. So what happened was that I'd been snaffling some chocolates, little mint chocolate thins. You know, we've talked about those mint chocolate thins before. We always keep them in the fridge because they're so much nicer when they're cold. And I'd been snaffling them, and my wife hadn't noticed, but last night she noticed, and she was like, "Alex, you've been eating all the chocolates. What's wrong with you? You're supposed to be on this journey, rah, rah, rah." And sort of had a, like, go at me about it. A supportive go, but a go nonetheless. And I guess it was the straw that broke the camel's back. I've been feeling the pressure, you know, I've been feeling the stress and strain of hashtag 365 recently, which you may have noticed. You probably have noticed if you're listening to the podcast regularly. But I was like, well, they shouldn't be in there anyway. You know, I'm supposed to be doing this weight loss thing and I didn't buy the chocolate. Why is there chocolate in there anyway? You know, you're supposed to be supporting me, rah, 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 and sort of just kicked off about it, basically. Which was unfair because, in fairness to my wife, I've spent the whole time on this journey so far saying, don't change what you do at home. You carry on buying what you buy and eating what you eat. Because I wanted it to be the case that I was realistic about things and I didn't want to take temptation away. I wanted to reprogram my brain into not being tempted by those things. And although I've gone a long way to achieving that, I'm still a food addict. I know that I am. And I think you hear addicts say this, whether they're drug addicts or alcohol addicts or whatever. If you're an addict, you're probably always going to be an addict. It's just about how you manage it. You know what I mean? You can be free of that addiction, but equally, it's still there. Still the kind of person that can get addicted, right? And as food is something that's all around us all the time, you've got to put some measures in place. And I think this is the thing. I'm so stressed about this last section of hashtag 365 because I can see the goal and I want to achieve it so much. And I've got my eye on it and all my focus on it. I think I just need now to do whatever I can to eliminate that sort of level of temptation. If that means not having chocolates in the fridge, right, no chocolates in the fridge, no biscuits in the house, no takeaways, you know, none of that stuff. No open bottles of wine in the fridge for a cheeky little glass, none of that. And I know it's selfish, and I've said this to her, and we're cool, you know. But we spoke about it, and I said, look, you know, I know this is selfish, but I think in the final throes of this journey, I've got to be selfish. Because there's too much at stake now to mess it up. And I know what I'm like. When you're on such a low-calorie diet, when you're trying to stick to it every day, all it takes is a bit of a tough day at work, or for you to feel a bit exhausted, or be a bit stressed out because of a hard day, and you get home and you're going to snaffle those chocolates in the fridge. It's going to happen. The only way it won't happen is if they're not there. So in this final section, I'm removing that level of temptation. And I can only apologise to my wonderful wife, who's not got an unhealthy relationship with food at all, and doesn't deserve to have these nice things taken away from her. But unfortunately, because I'm a rampaging food addict, I just need to remove that temptation. So that's where we're at. I thought I'd give you a little update, and I'll see you tomorrow for more 365.